providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second half of the KER Report, heard on these 28 stations where we are in Alabama, where you live, by the way, Jeff. I'll send you the call letters on that. Chatting with Jeff Deist right now, one of my good friends, I think one of the real experts on what's going on in the arena of national politics right now. I have never been so sick in my life as to what's going on right now. I am very, very disappointed in America. I'm going to just give one opinion, and then I'm going to turn the microphone over to Mr. Deist. My opinion is I cannot believe that the federal government is actually going against not only the Constitution, but since it goes against the Constitution, it's also going against our law. Jeff, let's just get some comments from you, if you don't mind, as to what's going on with the executive branch right now.
Well, I think Biden's doing a lot of what he said he was going to do. He's just doing it maybe faster than people thought. This is a guy who basically, I think, quietly wants to remake America and wants to go down as the kind of president who is transformative, like Obama. Mm-hmm. And I think he's serious about making D.C. a state and Puerto Rico a state. I think he's serious about having really, I would consider, outrageous racialist standards for federal hiring. I think this guy is someone who in his heart wants to raise taxes dramatically. I think he's someone who doesn't really care too much about war because that's part of the United States identity and it makes him more powerful as a president. He's not motivated by any sort of anti-war sentiment, which at one time was, you know, at least reasonably strong on the left. And I don't think he cares about privacy or civil liberties at all. Look at what they're basically turning the Capitol into an armed camp 24/7 based on this, you know, phony narrative of an insurrection in January. So he's, I think, much worse than advertised. And he got past a lot of people as a sleeper, I think, because he'd been in the Senate so long. He'd been vice president. He'd been in D.C. for 50 years.
Yep.
And we felt like we knew the guy.
Boy, I got to tell you, I've never been so disappointed in my life, not because of the familial issue that I, domestic, I guess I should say, issue that I talked with you about a little bit off mic, and I'd like to keep that off mic, but let me say that I am very, very disappointed. I'm not qualified because of the argument, it's basically a statistical argument regarding the legality of the election. I don't feel like I'm really qualified to talk about that. You have any comment?
Well, I'm not sure. I suspect Biden did indeed win the popular vote because I think it's awfully hard to have that kind of margin, 6, 7, 8 million votes, and have that be subterfuge. So, you know, the popular vote is not how we determine presidential elections in this country. But I suspect he did get more raw votes than Trump. But at the various states involved, the swing states involved with respect to the Electoral College, I have no idea. I mean, I think there were potentially real problems in places like Georgia and Ohio and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. You know, the only way to know is to have been a polling official on the ground at the time. But, the idea that any sort of question or challenge about this, I mean, let's say Biden won, fine, willing to, you know, accept that. But the idea that any question or challenge to the Electoral College votes somehow makes someone an insurrectionist or, you know, you're trying to engineer a coup on behalf of Trump or something like this, I think is just nonsense. There is a margin of fraud probably in just about every election, every national election this country holds. And I think it's getting worse. I think people are going to start questioning it more and more. And it's not a healthy way to run a society, Al. If we don't believe that the person in office is legitimately there, then that's going to make for the kind of politics we saw over the last 4 years.
You know, Jeff, we got some interesting statistics coming out from the medical community, and this has really nothing to do with physical issues. It has everything in the world to do with medical issues. I spent a fair amount of time on the show chatting with psychiatrists, PhD psychologists, et cetera, and what they are concerned about is the level in our country right now, the increasing level of addiction, physical addiction, the increasing level of suicide, the increasing level of depression, et cetera, et cetera. I have never, I mean, you've been to our home. You know we look, what we look like. You know what our neighborhood looks like. I have never seen so much anger in a neighborhood of a couple of thousand homes as I have seen over the past 6 months or so. Let's make that maybe a little longer than 6 months. Any comment on the level of angst in the country right now?
Well, it's directly tied to these crazy lockdowns, which I think were just not well thought out. People didn't consider the trade-offs. I mean, we always have viruses and colds, coronaviruses working their way through society. We always have a battle between our immune systems
right.
and various viruses and bacteria. It's just part of human life. We don't shut down the country over it. We didn't shut down the country in the winter of 17 and 18 when we had maybe 30 million flu cases.
Right.
We didn't shut down the country during two world wars. We didn't shut down the country during the Spanish flu. I mean, this idea that we can simply cut off supply chains and have millions of people sit at home for months and get a check from the government and that there won't be long-lasting effects is just crazy. And of course, a part of those effects will be in the form of physical well-being, and part of those effects will be in the form of mental health.
Yep.
People are eating worse, they're drinking more, they're using drugs more, they're smoking more. They're socializing less, and you put all that together and people are just going to come out the other end of this much less healthy. And that's a form of impoverishment above and beyond the economic impoverishment, which business shutdowns cause. So all this was foreseeable. It's crazy. And I think the stats show us over the last few weeks, it's past time to end this. I mean, people are getting together in vast numbers and cases and hospitalizations continue to decline. That's the strongest evidence we need.
That's really the only evidence we need, in my opinion. I'm pretty close to the medical community for domestic reasons, as you know, up here in Bellingham. And I have to tell you, there are a growing number of physicians who are really questioning this two-tier system of inoculation. I went ahead on the recommendation of the dialysis center up here in Bellingham, and I went ahead and got the two Pfizer shots, as did Kathy. It would be probably, if Kathy got COVID, it would probably be a very, very serious situation in her case. So we went ahead and got vaccinated. But from everything that I have read about this thing, it's interesting because the vaccinations really, as you say, are really, it's really up for argument how effective they are, although the real proof in the pudding, I would have to say, is the fact that COVID cases are dramatically down. And I just think the government, I agree with you wholeheartedly, the government went about it in entirely the wrong way. Pfizer made a ton of money. The others made, J&J, and the other one made a bunch of money. And you really have to wonder what's behind that. Any opinion, sir?
Well, there's a lot of vaccines that are going to be administered, and somebody's going to make money out of that. There's no question about it. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is something very wrong with limiting immunity or legislating immunity from lawsuit if these vaccines turn out to be harmful.
It seems to be very harmful. There's no question about that. And I agree with you wholeheartedly about your comment regarding your comment about the lockdowns, Jeff. Terrible thing for our country. And I really wonder why that even happens sometimes. Ladies and gentlemen, always a pleasure to have Jeff Deist, the president of the Mises Institute, on the program. Thanks, Jeff.